Well, the most talked about topic this morning on the texts and indeed on this programme, whether or not young women should be able to wear trousers on a cold day to school. Some schools do not allow girls to wear trousers on a cold day. I want to speak to the Children's Commissioner, Kula Usama. Commissioner, good morning.
Frank, and I know it's late, but Happy New Year to you.
Thank you for joining us for the first time in 2019. Do you have sympathy for young women who might be cold today, or are there plenty of alternatives? A lot of people are reminding us about woolly tights.
I have a lot of sympathy for girls because it's not just young women; it's very young girls who want to wear trousers. And this has been, the issue of generally of uniforms in schools has been a sticky subject for many, many years. But yes, I do have sympathy. And there is also some case law that would suggest the possibility that this is some sort of gender discrimination. So it's freezing. I've just come in from the cold. It is very, very cold out there. And you can be assured I'm wearing trousers this morning.
Now, we've had various parents who've been in touch with us reminding me of what you can get in anything from, the cheap store through to the most expensive sports store that keeps you nice and warm without having to wear trousers or break the rules and regulations of the school. So I think the gist from parents was that we have to respect the guidance of schools.
That was about to be the thing I was going to say. Schools have every right, in accordance with guidance from the Department of Education, to set their own school uniform policy. And as long as it's reasonable and as long as they take into account the expense of the issue. So I would not for one minute be advocating to any child or parent that they breach the policy, that they break the policy, because the school... it's well within their rights to set the school policy. But what we also know is that schools often set policies in consultation with parents and with their school council and with the pupils. And I wrote to all school principals in September 2017 and just reminded them of taking a common sense approach. I don't want anyone listening thinking I'm telling them to break school policies. I'm not. They must abide by the rules of the school. But they should also, by the same token, get into a conversation with their school about what is reasonable and what is a common sense approach. And I am at a loss, as Children's Commissioner, to work out why girls should not be allowed to wear trousers to school within, trousers should not be part of the recognised school uniform for girls within schools. So, as parents, we get the sheet home at the beginning of every term, which says this is acceptable uniform. I'm not sure why in the 21st century trousers should not be on the list for girls.
Is there a possibility that school authorities leave themselves open to being tested by a boy or group of boys sometime in the future who will, on a hot summer's day, want to wear a skirt?
And Frank, we had this. There was a number of schools in England that had this issue last summer. Here in Northern Ireland, we don't always have those hot balmy days, but we had a lot last summer, and we know that's what happened in England. A group of boys said, we don't want to have to wear trousers. Older boys as well. We don't want to have to wear. It's too hot for us to wear trousers. And I think that we need to have those conversations. I know the case law is only referring to girls wearing trousers. But I, as a reasonable person, can't see why we don't translate that the other way. And this is a different issue to children who are questioning their gender or are transgender. That's a different issue that we're not talking about right now. But if I believe that girls should be allowed to wear trousers, then the opposite should also be discussed and explored, which is boys being allowed to wear skirts if they feel they need to. But let's not, I've been talking to quite a lot of girls, and there is an issue, and this is about the behaviour of boys, there is an issue about their own safety as well with skirts. And that's not to say girls wearing skirts are asking to be assaulted in any way. But what I'm saying is they don't always feel comfortable wearing the skirts. They feel safer wearing trousers. We need to work with our boys to stop any suggestion of that happening. But girls are saying, increasingly girls are asking to be allowed to wear trousers to school. Haven't heard it as much with boys, but in the summer that may well happen. And we need to have a very common sense approach to this. And this is a really thorny issue, but I think we can find a way through.
Kathleen has sent a text. She says, I can't believe I'm hearing a voice of authority on the radio suggesting it would be okay for boys to wear skirts to school.
Kathleen, I'm really glad you think I am the voice of authority. What I'm saying is schools should explore and talk to the children and the parents. And explore a school uniform policy that meets the needs of their parents, meets the needs of parents and children, but also meets the needs of the school. And like I said, I'm not suggesting we force boys to wear skirts, or we force girls to wear trousers. We should have a school uniform policy that supports children to be comfortable and safe.
This all started with John O'Doherty from the Rainbow Project on with us earlier this morning, talking about the low percentage of people who admit to being gay in Northern Ireland, lesbian or bisexual. And he suggested that one of the problems is, you know, the boys in blue and the girls in pink. It starts at a very young age. Yes. We don't need that sort of guidance or, you know, categorising of people.
No, we don't. What John knows better than most of us is that children who identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender are very uncomfortable and unhappy in a lot of situations in schools. So we need to find ways forward to make sure that those children don't feel bullied, that they don't feel that their identity is denied or put down, and that they don't feel safe. And if this is one way of doing that, that's I would support it 100%. The other thing to talk about, the way we put children, very young children, into gender stereotypes from birth, it is something we must address. It's something that we are, as a society, thinking differently, because you're beginning to see it in our shops, you know, and you're beginning to see challenges where certain toys are identified for boys and others are identified for girls, that it's okay to be who you are. So we do pigeonhole our children, and one of the ways we pigeonhole them is heterosexual. You know, we assume all children are heterosexual until they are brave enough to say no, they're not. We need to be able to celebrate each child for who they are and allow them to be themselves, and open up safe possibilities to be that. But this is the issue of uniform. Like I said, I am a heterosexual woman and I wear trousers far more than I wear skirts. This isn't necessarily about your sexuality. It's simply about what you feel more comfortable wearing.
That's a very good point. Commissioner, thank you very much indeed. Kula Yusuma, who is the Children's Commissioner. Do you agree with everything that she's saying? Or, like Kathleen, are you questioning some of it? 02890-333-105. Tommy has a point he wants to make on the back of the conversation. Good morning, Tommy.
Morning, Frank. Frank, I'm not going to end a transgender or lesbian bit or anything like that there, but take a PSNI, for instance. They're females are wearing trousers all year round now. You know, there's no skirts, as far as I know, in the PSNI, and the Army's following suit, you know. So why can't children wear trousers, you know, females, and be a bit warmer? And that's the only reason why they want to wear them. They don't want to wear them because they're trying to make a point. They just want to wear them because it's winter.
Of course, absolutely. And I accept that. And you do say that the PSNI female members all wear trousers. Their passing out parade, they will wear a skirt from memory. You never see them on patrol in a skirt. I've never seen a female officer in a skirt in Northern Ireland in the last 20 years, I reckon. But, and here's the crucial question. If a PSNI male officer wanted to pass out at from Garnival or wherever they're doing the qualifications, and he wanted to wear the what is traditionally the female uniform. Should he be allowed to do that?
Well, as I said, I'm not going to get into the transgender stuff.
But it's not. I'm not doing transgender. I'm simply saying the women are allowed to wear the trousers in the PSNI. If a bloke wanted to wear a skirt in the PSNI, should he be allowed to do it as part of his official uniform? He is male. He can be heterosexual. I don't care what sexuality he claims to be associated with. Should he be allowed to wear a skirt?
Well, I can't answer that there, Frank, because I'm not on a PSNI person or anything like that there. But, you know, at the end of the day, if he wants to wear a skirt, it's up to him, the office chief, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Assistant Chief Constable, I would like to wear a skirt today. I wonder what is the answer to that. The rule is male officers must wear trousers. It's probably in black and white on the constitution of the PSNI, or if there is such a thing. It's in the rules and regulations, that's what I'm saying. And it's Mavis is a point she wants to make. Good morning, Mavis.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Mavis, I am good. What's on your mind, Mavis?
This thing about the kids at school, and I'm not sure, I didn't pick up whether we're on transgender children or not, but, you know, in the summertime, we're talking about, boys are going to be they could wear skirts. What's wrong with a pair of shorts?
Yeah, but
if it's too warm, they can wear shorts.
Yeah, but what's wrong with the skirt? That's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of. I'm not talking about your sexuality or transgender. I'm just talking about the wearing of a piece of clothing that's called a skirt. If a woman can wear trousers, why can a man not wear a skirt?
Well, he can if he really wants to, but I mean, you would have to take that up with the school board. Most boys that are boys certainly wouldn't want to be seen dead on a skirt, but they probably wouldn't mind wearing a pair of shorts in the summertime, Frank.
Yeah, but I'm darn sure that if they arrived at school wearing a skirt, they wouldn't be allowed in. If they wore the uniform skirt, the skirt that was bought in the local uniform shop that belonged to his sister, he's not going to be allowed into the school wearing the skirt.
But he's only having a bit of a laugh, I'd say. Taking the school principals on, you know. I just don't think it, you know, you might get one in a million doing that, Frank, you know, just for a bit of a laugh. I don't even think anybody that had, you know, these transgender children would even draw attention to themselves like that.
Yeah, but I'm not even speaking about transgender, because this did happen. There were four kids went to school dressed in skirts across in England last summer.
Aye. And
it raised all sorts of heckles, because the girls are allowed to walk in wearing trousers, but the boys aren't allowed to walk in wearing skirts. That's why we're mentioning it today on the back of a conversation about girls being disadvantaged and fellas aren't disadvantaged.
Yeah, I think if girls were allowed to wear more trousers, we would see maybe less of these boys going past in cars trying to grab them as well. You know, I think really the girls should be allowed to wear the trousers, because it's a female thing that we boys would be watching girls coming down the stairs in schools and looking up their skirts. You know, I think they should be allowed to do that. It's more of a female orientated thing, isn't it?
Now, does that go on? Do girls imagine that goes on, or do fellas really do that?
Yes, of course it does.
At what age? Because the point is, I actually went to an all-boys school, so I couldn't pass comment on whether from I was 11 to 18, any friend of mine ever looked up a girl's skirt, because there were no girls at the school. But I would hate to think that fellas would, you know, position themselves in such a place on the stairs that they're going to see up a girl's skirt. You know, like in the workplace, that definitely does not happen. So do boys grow out of that at a certain point?
Dear knows, Frank, but they do be up to lots of pranks when they're younger. You know, they really do. I went to a mixed school, and, you know, even when you had your PE kit, we used to have, actually then, you could have done your PE in your school pants. But then it went on to shorter skirts. And, you know, because if they were having, they were at the opposite end of the school, but they might have been out running. And then you'd have got the wolf whistles and everything else. If we had been out playing netball in our skirts or in our pants, now that's a long time ago. But I mean, young kids, and especially younger ones as well, they'd be up to all sorts of wee pranks like that. And I'm talking about, you know, we're talking about men in cars watching wee girls going home from school. And you know what they're like? Their skirt doesn't say the same length. They roll it up. And they're maybe, you know, drawing attention to themselves in the wrong way. And so, you know, I think trousers would be helpful that way. I'm only making that point because, you know, we've seen it and, you know, this is what's wrong. We girls, lovely long hair, blonde, black, whatever, maybe walking home from school on their own and the skirt's way up there, somebody comes along in a car. Now, it happens more in England, but it happens here too. But, you know, this is how murders are committed, you know. It's a sexual thing at the end of the day. And the wee boys that were wearing the skirts in England, I never heard anything about it, but I do really think they were taking it on, like, having a bit of a laugh, you know. Just saying, well, like, we're too warm. We'll just try them here and see what happens.
All right, so they're sort of putting it up to the head teacher or the authorities in the school. That's some commentary on young women wearing skirts as seen by Mavis. Do you agree or disagree with her analysis in the round? Feel free to let us know. Good commentary. Very interesting what you're saying, Mavis. I'm neither agreeing nor disagreeing.